Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new section. Babu tahrim sima'il ghibati wa amri man sami'a ghibatan muharramatan bi raddiha wal inkari ala qa'ilha fa in ajaza aw lam yuqbal minhu faraqa dhalika al majlis in amkanahu. The chapter on the prohibition of listening to ghibat, on listening to backbiting, the command for a person who hears backbiting to refute it and to prevent the speaker. So a person is in a certain gathering or certain place, that somebody is engaging in some type of ghibat, so the first thing he should try and refute what that person is saying, or he should try and prevent him. But don't say what you are saying. This is where there is genuine ghibat, not that somebody is just informing of somebody else that's genuinely doing something wrong. This is a different situation. Here where he's just picking on a person unnecessarily, saying something wrong about him, about his family, about his lineage, about the things around him generally. So what a person should do, firstly, he should try and refute it. If he can't refute it, then he should try and prevent the speaker. If he is unable to do so, or his objection is ignored, he should leave that gathering if it is possible. Move away from there, leave from the gathering completely. I don't want to be part of this. Ghibat is a major sin. It's not a small sin. It's a major sin. I don't want to be part of it. So a person should leave the gathering if it is possible. Just as backbiting is forbidden, it's haram, similarly, listening to backbiting is also haram. Sometimes we think just listening is okay, I'm not talking. But talking and being involved in the ghibat is haram, and also listening to ghibat is also haram. So a person should not form any evil thoughts about the person or evil qualities that I mentioned. We happen to be at one place, somebody came to say something about somebody else. Now we shouldn't form evil opinions of that person. Why? Because we don't know. This person just came and informed us, we don't know. So we should keep our hearts clean, keep our minds clean. We don't allow our minds and hearts to be polluted by what somebody else has said. He should not mention these qualities to others. Now that we heard something, we shouldn't go and mention it to anyone else. And then we should realize that the person who engaged in the ghibat has committed a major sin. And therefore, if a person is committing a major sin by just unnecessary. This ghibat that he has done is not necessary, absolutely not necessary. And therefore, it is called ghibat in the first place. Now, we know that this person is engaging in a major guna. How can we even take his word in that case? So therefore, we don't even pollute our mind, our heart. Think clean and clear about everyone. The next is that he should attempt, if we are in a position, we should attempt to defend the honor of the Muslim brother who has been spoken about. If we don't have that much strength of defending his honor or stopping the person that is making the ghibat, then what we should do is respectfully just move away from there. So we are not party to those that ghibat that has taken place. From ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah Pak says, when they hear futile talk, they turn away from it, referring to the believers. This is the qualities, that when they hear futile talk, and they turn away from it, they don't get engaged in the futile talk. They don't waste the precious time that Allah Pak has given them in this dunya. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Allah Pak says, those who turn away from futility. Again, in Surah Mu'mineen, referring to the qualities of the believers, that they turn away from anything that is futile. Anything futile also will mean not only ghibat that we're referring to in this case, but anything that is futile. Sometimes a person will spend hours in front of that box or in front of the commentary listening to some type of cricket or soccer or rugby or involved in football. Now that hours and the time is going away. Or sometimes it's just a bribe, the 3-4 hours go away. Every second is valuable. So we don't get involved in all those things that are futile. No problem. If a person wants to have a bribe or have a meal or something, there's no problem. But be very careful of our usage of time. Time is even more valuable than wealth. Like how we won't just squander and use our wealth wrongfully. Let us be careful how we use our time also. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Allah Pak says, indeed, questioning shall take place with regards to the ears, the eyes, and the hearts. Allah Pak will question with regards to what the ears had heard, what the eyes had seen, what the heart had thought of. كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. All these things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question with regards to. قال تعالى وإذا رأيت الذين يخوضون في آياتنا فأعرض عنهم حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيره وإما ينسينك الشيطان فلا تقعد بعد الذكرى مع القوم الظالمين. This ayat of the Quran is teaching us a very important principle, very important usul, that when you see people who engross themselves with our verses adversely, in other words, they speak about the ayat of the Quran adversely. This word khod actually means to go and dabble in water, to go into water and to dabble and to swim and paddle in that water. So to go adversely, wrongfully, to go in the ayat of the Quran. Sometimes a person doesn't have any knowledge of Quran, he's going in the ayat of Quran but for the wrong reasons, to try and pull out his own justification for certain things, to try and find out his own meaning. So when people start talking, and especially when people don't have knowledge of Quran, they start talking about ayat of Quran and quoting ayat of Quran, etc., then you shouldn't even sit in the company. Stay far away from them. Don't go in the company. So what the ayat of the Quran, when you see those who engross themselves in our verses, then turn away from them until they engage in some other talk, until they change the topic, and now they start talking about other things. Now you can sit with such people. But until such that time, don't corrupt your mind and your heart, and don't sit in a gathering wherein the ayat of Quran has been spoken about, but spoken about wrongly. Then Allah Pak says, should shaitan cause you to forget? When he causes you to forget, means that you forgot about it. You still went and sat in these people's gathering, forgetting this ayat of the Quran, forgetting this command that I shouldn't be sitting with them. So should shaitan cause you to forget, then after remembering, do not sit with the unjust people. See what strong words Allah Pak is saying. Do not sit with them. So this usul that we learn from here is those people that are engaged in wrong activities, separate ourselves from them. Don't go there and expect that I'm going to go there and act innocent and I won't get involved. We should keep ourselves far away from these people. Sometimes a person thinks that I'm just going to sit with my friends, or we just got a club here, we're just going to play some cards, or we're going to just while away some time. We shouldn't even go and spend time in that company until these people don't change that topic of theirs. So what they're discussing, whether it's futile, whether it's the ayat of the Quran, whether it's things that are not correct, maybe ghibat, whatever, until they don't change the topic and start discussing other things, we should be far away from there. And an Abi Darda radiallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man radda an irdi akhihi raddallahu an wajhihi nar yawm al qiyamah, rawahu al-Tirmidhi. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will protect from the fire of Jahannam the face of one who defends the honor of his brother. On the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will protect from the fire of Jahannam the one who defends the honor of his brother. How serious, how what an important thing is. In this dunya, a person defended the honor of his brother. Allah Pak will protect his honor on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Pak will take care of his honor. Protect his face means Allah Pak will take care of his honor on the day of Qiyamah. And that honor will be real honor. The honor in the dunya is nothing. The honor on the day of Qiyamah will be in front of everyone, in front of the pious, in front of the Anbiya alayhi musallam, in front of a person's family, in front of everyone that matters to a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this person honor. Why? He had honored a Muslim brother and defended the honor of a Muslim brother in this world. In Abu Dawud Sharif, there is a riwayat that a Muslim who does not assist another Muslim in a place, a Muslim who does not, in other words, he deserted him. There was a time when he could have assisted his Muslim brother. So this is what the hadith is speaking about. A Muslim who does not assist another Muslim in a place where his honor is torn apart and he's being dishonored, then Allah will not come to his assistance in that place where he will love assistance. So he had a chance to defend the honor of his Muslim brother. So he did not defend it. He did not come to assistance in a place where his honor is, his brother's honor is torn apart and he is being dishonored. Allah Pak will not come to his assistance in that place where he will love assistance. A Muslim who assists another Muslim in a place where his honor is torn apart and he is being dishonored, Allah Pak will come to his assistance in that place where he will love assistance. That place on the day of Qiyamah, the person will love to be assisted, he love his honor to be maintained. On that time, Allah Pak will come to his rescue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor that person. So here we learn how important it is to honor a person, how important it is to keep the heart clean, to keep the mind clean, and how important it is to leave those gatherings wherein this is taking place, these wrong things are taking place, where people's honor is being torn apart, where people are being attacked. Here also now, it doesn't only happen only directly in speech. Very often it happens on chat groups, it happens on messages. So very, very careful. Are we going to forward messages that are harming people, or are we going to forward messages that are causing more fitna and corruption? Then we don't be part of it. We rather excuse ourselves. People ask that, should I be on a group, should I not be? Ask ourselves, are these things taking place? Is the average man there deciding that he wants to delve and speak about ayat? We shouldn't be near the ayat of Quran. Very clear, move away from there. Or the next thing we should ask ourselves, is any type of ghibat taking place here? If ghibat is taking place here, then why must I be here? So wherever there is guna taking place, a person should separate himself, keep himself pure, clean, so that he passes away in this condition, his mind is clean, his heart is clean, his body is clean. When he rises up on the day of Qiyamah, then he got a clean heart, clean body, clean soul to present in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.